RV Family Travel Atlas is brought to you by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next camping trip is one for the record books.
And by Camp Casual. Family-owned and operated since 2014, Camp Casual is committed to bringing retro-inspired dishware and vintage home goods to the camping and RVing community. Visit CampCasual.com to see what fun products you can add to liven up your campsite, your RV, and your home.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes, and also Sweet Maggie the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at RVFTA.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are sharing our best recommendations for the RV and camping enthusiast on your holiday shopping list.
With something at every price point and every age group, listen to hear some fun, fresh ideas for your favorite people in the world.
You might think you've already seen the best recommendations for RV gear and gadgets, but we've dug up some finds we think you'll love. You are listening to episode number 209, RVFTA's Holiday Gift Guide 2018.
Before we head into this week's big holiday gift guide for 2018, it's time for another What's Cooking with RVFTA segment. We're going to be talking about another great recipe from Kate Dunbar's new book, The Campground Gourmet. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Cabela's.
Cabela's has everything your family needs to get into the great outdoors and camp in comfort. And you can shop through all that stuff on December 15th. And also see us and say hello at the Delaware Cabela's store. That's December 15th, right around the corner on a Saturday. And we're going to be there for Santa's Wonderland.
I'm getting a picture with Santa. And look for us in the camping section.
Yeah. So all of Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops right now are having their Santa's Wonderland event. And that's going on through December 24th. There's free photos with Santa. There's free crafts and activities. You can find all the information. It's actually really cool because they do this thing with a pass where when you get there, you can sign up. And you get like a time in line.
So you can shop and not wait around.
Yeah, so you don't have to sit there and wait in line forever. So
like those wretched lines at the malls every Christmas.
Right, so that's kind of nice. And you can find all the information on that if you go to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com. And you just click on Santa's Wonderland and it, you know, gives
you all
the deets.
I'm excited. And we'll do some social media while we're there. We'll do maybe like a Facebook Live and we'll show you some of our favorite Christmas gifts and holiday gifts from the Cabela's camping section.
All right, and you can check out Cabela's full line of affordable outdoor gear at Cabela's.com. Cabela's, it's in your nature.
The Campground Gourmet is in my nature. The Campground Gourmet is like a number one bestseller on Amazon in several different cookbook categories.
Yeah, it has been floating around, definitely at the top of the list as people have dipped in and purchased it. And we're really grateful for everybody doing that. But we also feel really confident that you are going to absolutely love it. So we're coming at this from a consumer angle. I've received all these recipes from Kate. I didn't help develop any of them. I just designed the book. And I'm telling you, one after another of the recipes that I've tested and made are just exactly what I come to expect from Kate. When we were really brainstorming the subtitle, the title and the subtitle of this book, I couldn't let go of Simple and Delicious, because when I think of Kate, she has so much food knowledge, but she doesn't overcomplicate things in order to be like a foodie smarty pants. And I love that.
She's not showing off for other chefs. She's trying to get people like you and I to make delicious meals.
Yeah, and the flavors. It's just about the flavors.
But your intuition or your feeling about this cookbook, that's the response that everyone is giving the book. All the social media posts, all the reviews on Amazon, everyone's saying the same thing. Like, these are delicious recipes and I can make them. It's an empowering cookbook for the average cook, like someone like me. I'm not intimidated by this cookbook, though I might be intimidated by Kate Dunbar.
And though I
might be intimidated by Stephanie and Kate Dunbar working together, I am not intimidated by Kate Dunbar's recipes.
All right. So one of the things I wanted to share a recipe this week from the book that is highlights a whole section that we haven't talked about yet in this segment of the podcast. And that's the whole segment on skewers and kebabs. So I'm really excited about that segment. I've been trying to get you into that a little bit more, into the kebab thing, which is a big hit with me. I've always loved like Mediterranean food and I've kind of dragged you along on that ride.
I love kebabs too. Like, what's my problem? Why have I not done kebabs?
So I've been pushing you in that direction. Yeah.
I've been stuck in this like pork chop, steak, hamburger triangle.
Well, it's just because you're getting used to cooking. And as soon as you get comfortable with something, it's hard to just move on to the next thing.
Chicken vexes me, Stephanie.
Well, chicken vexes me. That's because chicken, honestly, Jar, is not all that
great. You undercook it, it's gross. Yeah. And you overcook it, and it's kind of gross.
Chicken's not my favorite thing, so I don't really totally care that you're having trouble with it.
How good were my wings, though, on the acorn?
You've done a great job with wings, and I do love wings, so I'm happy that you've managed. You were over-seasoning for a little while, and that was killing me.
It was one night, and it was really bad. Like, everybody woke up in the middle of the night screaming for water.
It was too over-seasoned, but you're getting a grip on that. So this week, I want to talk about the pale ale shrimp kebabs, because I haven't made this, and this is one of the ones that really jumped out at me that's on the list of my working through these recipes one by one, which I'm doing, and I'm just having a ball doing it. So the pale ale shrimp kebabs, you've got your 2 pounds of shrimp, a cup of pale ale, honey, garlic, cloves, parsley, green onions, sea salt, black pepper, and then your skewers. And that list of ingredients is like the marinades for so many things in this book. It's just not that complicated, and you're throwing everything into a bag. And then you're putting the shrimp into the Zip-Top bag in order to marinate for a little while.
And how long would you marinate something like this?
So this is for 4 hours she has. And with shrimp, it's not the same as steak. And I don't know, she doesn't say don't, you know, in this recipe, she's not saying don't do it for longer than that. But shrimp can be a little more complicated to marinate than steak or chicken, because it can actually get tough if it's over-marinated, especially if you use any citrus, because then basically you're like cooking the shrimp. Then you have ceviche, right? So shrimp can be a little tricky. You don't want to over-marinate it or marinate it for too long. So she says 4 hours. And then, you know, you can put the skewers, you can soak them if you're using wood, put 8 to 10 shrimp on each skewer. And then you are going to, on the griddle, and she says griddle here, so this would be a good one for the Blackstone.
Okay, great.
Instead of the grill. And you're going to cook the shrimp 1.5 to 2 minutes on each side. And you're going to serve them.
Easy peasy.
Great appetizer, you know, to pass around on a tray at the campground if you're getting real fancy.
I have not put the Blackstone away yet for the winter. I mean, I'm stretching it out as long as I can.
Are you going to put it away for the winter?
I'm worried if I don't, the moisture will really rust it out very quickly, because there's so much moisture in the air by where we live in the winter. So I'm thinking like by January 1, I might need to put it away for the winter.
All right. Well, there's lots of other kebabs, lots of other skewers in that section, all really yummy. I'm so excited for these sauces, because it's all about that really interesting flavor combination that just makes that protein, that meat, that chicken, that shrimp, it makes it pop. You know, and it makes all the difference between whether you get something that's just blah and whether you get something yummy.
Now, you can help Kate Dunbar's Campground Gourmet Cookbook pop on Amazon. And the way you can do that is, first of all, by buying it. It's $9.99 now. You missed the early purchase price if you didn't buy
it. It's worth every
penny.
Still
an incredible value.
Over 100 recipes. And everybody's raving about the photos.
Well, everyone's saying a lot of cookbooks, there's not a photo for every recipe.
No, we got a photo in every one. And let me tell you something, we work for that, man. Not only did Kate work
Kate
to take
disappeared.
Them and edit them, but then getting them all in there and formatting a designed cookbook myself.
She disappeared for like 3 weeks. Yeah. No one knew where she was. She came back. She's like, I got a cookbook.
Yeah.
Now we're running a contest. So for those of you who have purchased the cookbook, if you leave us a review on Amazon, and you have to purchase the book because it'll say verified purchase.
Yeah.
And if you leave us a nice review on Amazon and then you email us and say, I left you a review under this name.
Or some people have been Facebook messaging us. That's
social media message is fine.
Whatever.
And we will put your name in a hat on January 1st and we will pick one winner, and that winner will get $100 Cabela's gift card.
Happy New Year to
you. Now, at the moment of this recording, there's like 25 reviews.
28, I think we have.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's hard to keep up.
Five star.
28 five-star reviews. So 28 people are in this raffle to win a $100 Cabela's
gift
card. That's
good odds.
So
yeah.
I'm saying like maybe by January 1, we get to 100.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have a 1 in 100 chance of winning a $100 Cabela's gift card.
It's better than the lottery.
It's worth buying the book.
It's like a chance for the $100 gift card. It's true. It's good odds.
And look, this book is not a number one bestseller for no good reason.
Yeah.
This is truly a terrific, terrific cookbook, and it's going to be a bestseller for years to come.
All right. Now, we are going to dive into our yearly gift guide, but of course, I have to say my little gift guide disclaimer that I like to say every year. All right. I want to give a word about our gift guide and our sponsors, because we are a sponsored podcast, and those sponsors make it possible for us to do this content every single week during the year. But I want to tell you that we only include items that we truly think that you will love and appreciate. Now, some of these items may be from our sponsors, but that's
most of them are actually not.
Right, but some of them might be. And the reason for that is because our sponsors have great products. That's why they're our sponsors. We only have people on this show that we know we can highly recommend what they make. So, you know, it's not that we're recommending stuff because the people pay for the show to go on air every week. It's because we know they have great stuff for you out there. And that's why it's included.
Do we love some of these companies and we really believe in the products they make? We pick from out of all of the products what we want to review, and they don't tell us what we're reviewing. We pick something we like. And if that company makes something that we don't like, we don't review it.
And then my second thing that I always like to say with these gift guides is that we do this for fun and because we know people love finding new and interesting gifts to give people, not because we think that the season is all about buying the new things and giving people things. We truly believe that the heart of this season is about spending time with the people that you love. And we hope that one or two of these suggestions might just help you, you know, bring some cheer to somebody that you love.
Honestly, my hope for these gear guides is that every person listening hears about one thing. And they go, oh, I really want to get my son this.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I really want to get my husband that. And it's something you hadn't heard about or hadn't discovered. And we have a really cool, interesting variety of stuff. Some of the more gadgety stuff for the RV, we're going to save for the spring gear guide, because that's not always stuff you want to give for Christmas. We are thinking about nice gifts for people who love the great outdoors, love camping, and love RVing. So hang on, stay tuned. We got all kinds of great stuff to review. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Who is ready for the 2018 RVFTA Holiday Gear Guide? Stephanie, you're the only one I'm asking.
I know, you want me to say me, but I already know everything that's on it.
I'm ready.
I just
think there's some really unusual stuff on this gift guide. And I think we're going to surprise some of you with some of these things. I think there's some lovely gifts on there.
I kind of think that gifts should be that way. I'm kind of one of those believers that gifts should kind of be a little outside the box sometimes, something that you wouldn't just go to the grocery store and buy for yourself.
Stephanie is the most anti-gift card person on planet Earth. No offense to people that love gift cards. I love to get gift cards.
You love it.
Like, I'll even give, like, my brother a gift card, and he just loves
gift
cards. You'd
prefer if I just handed you a wad of cash on Christmas.
I take a gift
card.
You'd love it. As well. But Stephanie likes more unique gifts.
Yeah.
So for the first segment, we're going to do small and independent businesses. This is also something we like to celebrate. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
All right. The Red Hawk offers one of the best values in its category without skimping on superior handling and solid construction. It features J-Ride, which is a powerful blend of precise handling and renowned stability, and comes complete with Jayco's 2-year limited warranty. When the ride is this smooth, the fun is easier to find. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com. Jayco, generations, family fun.
Any chance I'm getting a Red Hawk under the tree?
You're not.
Well, they have that new bunkhouse floor plan now.
Yes, they do.
It's the one we've wanted them to make for years, where they switch the bunks to the rear side.
But back to our small business
ad. So subscription boxes are all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I love the idea of a subscription box. I've looked around for ones that I might like. Like, I've been trying to find a good grilling one to either recommend or to get for myself, but they're all kind of very expensive.
Mm.
You've discovered an awesome subscription box for the kids, but this is something the whole family could enjoy together and really enjoy on an actual camping trip. You could use it at home, you could use it in the backyard, but you could also use it on a camping trip.
So this is
Think Outside Boxes. It's a monthly subscription box that ranges from about $32 to $35 a month. Stephanie, these are adorable. Can you tell us what they're all about?
They are. And this is the perfect gift if you really are sick of compiling bins and bins of toys and everything else that just gets played with once and just basically makes an entire mess in your house. I know so many of you have grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles that say, "What can I get the kids?" And you cringe because you just know anything that comes into the house is going to be management for you. And there I am giving away my own stress that I get around the holidays and all of the gift giving that happens. But this is the perfect thing to recommend to somebody that truly wants to give a gift, right? That doesn't want to give an experience. They want to give a gift, but you know,
it's both though. It's experiential and it's actually a physical gift.
Yeah. So these boxes, every monthly box centers on a theme, an outdoorsy theme.
Like the campfire.
Mm-hmm. Or stargazing or wildlife. And it comes with 3 to 5 pieces of gear along with an activity booklet that has like learning activities in it, and then also an outdoor challenge, resource cards. There's a little challenge card for an adult in your life, so the kids get to challenge an adult to do something with them that's on the card.
It reminds me a little of some of the better Junior Ranger programs we've seen. But it's more elaborate. It's more beautiful. It's more involved. It's going to last a longer time. But if your kids are into like the Junior Ranger programs at the national parks, I think they would love this.
So you can do the first box that comes is always the backpack box that has like this outdoor backpack for the kids, and you can choose the color and everything. But you can do a 3-month subscription. And if you do the 3-month subscription, you're going to like tap in at about $100, which I think is for a lot of grandparents or, you know, relatives, that might be a good price point for your child if they're looking to get them a gift. Now, they did give us a coupon code. So for RVFTA10, you get $10 off your subscription. Whatever one you sign up for, you would get $10 off.
I want to defend that price too, because, you know, you could easily spend $100 on junky toys for a kid. And it pains me to say it, but when our kids get junky toys, they play with them for a few days and they break.
They're always breaking.
They're always breaking.
It drives me crazy.
I mean, and something like this is going to get them outside. It's going to get them breathing some fresh air. It's like an adventure. I would say each one is almost like a weekend filled with entertainment.
Oh, I think it's a month filled of activities. There's no way. Like, you really even couldn't go through the whole thing in a weekend. It's not, you know, it really is something that you could go throughout the course of the month and do little activities here and there.
You did a Facebook Live. We'll post that in the show notes so that you can physically see what comes in these boxes. Really charming little company. You definitely want to check them out. Up next, we love Rachel Alvarez, and she has a U.S. travel tracker map. We have always wanted one of those United States maps for the RV where you fill in the sticker for each state that you've been to. We've never found one that we actually liked the way that it looked. This one is adorable. It is actually, it's a work of art.
Yeah, I would say beautiful. I really think that it's, because it doesn't have any of that childlike primary color aspect to it at all. It's really unique and gorgeous. So Rachel Alvarez is a watercolorist who lives on the eastern shores of Maryland. And she lives there, and she actually calls herself the naptime artist because she basically started to build her small business during naptime as she was a stay-at-home mom.
Sounds very familiar.
Trying to, you know, kind of do that stay-at-home mom thing, but then also keep up with her art and sell her art. And this is one of the products that she developed during her, I think, her like 2-year-old's nap time. And each state is an individual watercolored sticker.
Her original art.
Of something in that state, like a scene from that state. So it's really subtle and gorgeous. And I just love the way it just blends into the side of our RV. It doesn't like stick out too much. I think it's gorgeous. I love it. I think a lot of people will love it. I put a picture of it actually on our RV in the show notes post of this podcast, and then you could also go right to her website
now,
from our link.
You can feel free to buy kind of like a junky mass produced one. that's still going to cost you $30 or $40.
Oh, they're more expensive than that. I don't know when the last time you looked. They're very expensive.
I've seen them for like $30, $40. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. For $75, you're getting something that really feels handcrafted by an artist.
All right. Now, the next one on our small business list was a super fun find. It's Trekking the National Parks, and it's a board game. And it is not just a simple board game that's set up with a bunch of squares that goes around to different national parks. This is actually one of those board games that's more like in that Risk category.
It was a Mensa award-winning board game. This game, it's an adventure. And the name is perfect, Trekking the National Parks. Because after we played, we went on a cabin camping trip a few weekends ago. We bought this, and Saturday night we played it for several hours. It really is as close as you can come to having a Trekking the National Parks adventure without actually going to the national parks. It really catches that spirit of adventure. And I could see our kids learning the geography of where all these national parks are located as we played.
Yeah, it's very challenging, no doubt, but it is accessible. So, the game says it's from 8 years and up. And I'll be honest, Max and Theo really caught on and did super well with the strategy, even though there's a lot of moving parts. Because you're like trying to collect different national parks, but there's only certain ones that are out at any given time. And everybody's trying to get to them, and you're trying not to get sent back to the middle, and you want to collect that card.
There's a lot of strategy.
Yeah.
And the boys learned the rules. They took to the game quickly, but you, Stephanie, did have to break down the rules. Like the kids, if they had opened this on their own, they would not have figured it out at eight. Max and Theo were nine.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like a 12-year-old could open this up and they could start playing. If you're getting it for like an 8 or 9 year old, mom and dad need to play involved.
I think definitely adults would be involved in this for sure. And then Wesley, the thing is, I know that so many of you have a range of kids. Wesley did manage to play with support. At the beginning, it was a struggle for him because he didn't get it and he didn't understand why he wasn't winning a national park or something. But he worked through it with our support and he actually did really well.
He did well. He had a lot of fun, and it wasn't like a burden to include him in the game. It was fun to include him in the game. This is my favorite board game right now for our family.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
We could play this every weekend.
I'm not a big like Candyland kind of person. I know.
Those games are ridiculously cheap in terms of the production quality.
Well, I don't care. I just mean like I don't want to sit there and move from color to color on a board. Like if I'm playing board games, I really like to have that kind of strategy element and something a little more, thoughtful going on,
You could see why it was that Mensa award-winning game, because there was a lot of strategy, a lot of intelligence in figuring out how you could go about winning. And of course, who won?
Did you win?
Oh, don't act like you.
I don't remember.
I did win.
Clearly you won
because
you got a grin on your face. All right. Well, Jeremy also has a grin on his face about the next item on our list because it's his favorite small business, Mamie. Stormy Cromer.
Stormy Cromer. I have fallen in love with Stormy Cromer hats. If you follow us closely, I'm a Stormy Cromer hat guy. This is definitely a small business located on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they have been making awesome hats for, maybe 100 years. But the most recent Stormy Cromer hat that I got, it's the Waxed SK Cruiser Hat by Stormy Cromer, $79.99. This is a hat that if you buy Dad this hat, he will have it for the rest of his life. This is such a well-made hat. It's incredibly comfortable, fits my head perfectly, keeps the rain off my head. Great for hiking, but then I also feel like it's got a little bit of fancy to it. So if I'm going out to dinner with Stephanie or something, I might also throw this hat on. Comes in like a nice olive green and a dark khaki. This is my go-to hat. I've been wearing it every single day.
I just have to chime in because sometimes you act like certain things are dressy. Like sometimes Cabela's like pants. You'll be like, you could also dress these up. I don't want people to get the wrong impression here. Like, go to the website and take a look at the picture before you assume you'll wear this out
dressy,
to date night.
I'm talking like a night at the steakhouse. I would throw this hat on, and I would.
I know you would, but I don't want to lead other people astray because of that.
And look, if the Waxed SK Cruiser doesn't float your boat, check out the other hats that Stormy Cromer sells. They're also really nicely packaged for a Christmas gift. The boxing's very nice. You open it up. There's a little card that's signed by the person that packed it. There's like a Made in America thing. You register your hat, and it has a lifetime warranty. And if you lose one of their hats, you can buy that same hat again, I believe at half price. Like, they'll just trust you. You just, you know, like, write in, like, it. I lost my hat, and they'll sell you that same hat again for a half price. So it's like a hat with a warranty.
All right. Well, don't scam the nice family business, guys.
I haven't done it. Yeah. I haven't lost any of them. But when we go to the UP, like, I totally want to visit the Stormy Cromer shop and factory. I think that would be really cool.
Absolutely.
If you're a Stormy Cromer hat guy, can you drop me an email? Give me some moral support, because here in New Jersey, they're not quite as big. You don't see a lot of Stormy Cromer hats around here, but occasionally, like when I was at the rest stop last winter, some guy came up to me and he's like, "That's a Stormy Cromer hat."
Oh,
I was
spotted.
I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You have one on too, don't you?"
Aw, so, I should have taken a picture.
In the Midwest, matching. I think they're more popular. So if any of you guys out there listening, you're Stormy Cromer hat guys, drop me a line. Let me know. I would love to hear from you.
All right, let's give credit where credit's due for the next item on our gift guide. This was actually recommended by our friend Casita Dean. Last year when he was on our podcast for the Smoking and Grilling 101 episode. And at that time it was, you know, he threw this out there. It was the Loof Lighter Charcoal Lighter by Loof Industries. And I don't think either of us, we weren't really charcoal grilling at the time.
We weren't charcoal grilling. So Dean got us really excited about his Acorn Kamado cooker. And when he did that podcast, I was like, I know one day I will buy one of these. It's a slow cooker, like that egg-shaped slow cooker. It's like a significantly less expensive version of the Big Green Egg. I bought the Acorn, and I also got the Luft Lighter. I actually emailed Luft Lighter and said, look, I would like to review this. Can you send me a sample? I got an email back from Vincent Luft.
He responded.
He's like one of the founders.
You know you're dealing with a small business.
Yeah, then it's like, yeah, you know it's a small business.
Mr. Luft responds.
Yeah, there's like a couple Lufts that run the company, and they're funny. They're like, I think they're from Sweden or something like that. And he's like, of course I will send you a Luft lighter. And this thing, if you cook with charcoal, man, it's awesome. Because as Stephanie keeps pointing out, like, you can light the charcoal in a couple minutes.
It's so fast.
Like, if you do one of those chimney starters, like, what does that take, 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah, at least. So all my life I've been waiting at least 15, 20 minutes for the charcoal to get ready anytime you wanted to cook anything. This actually really changes it.
If you bring, like, your little Weber kettle grill to the campground, or you do any kind of charcoal cooking at home or the campground or just at home, this thing is awesome. Also, look, you got to plug it in, by the way. I don't know if I would use it for this, but if you ran an extension cord from the RV, you would light your campfire in 5 seconds.
You should try that at least just to see how it works.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a little wet or the wood was damp, yeah, or you were struggling, even like I build a good campfire, but, you know, occasionally you struggle because the wood's not right or you don't have newspaper. I think I'm going to just plug in an extension cord and start the fire with this thing. It's incredible. It is such a cool tool. And get the Luft lighter. There's a lot of knockoff versions that are like $10 less. From what I understand from my grilling friends, like, the Luft lighter is like the original. It's the one to get.
All right.
So thank you, Casita Dean.
And thank you, Mr. Luft.
I believe that was Vincent Luft.
Vincent Luft. Okay. Now, our next item on our small business featured products guide is a Harvest Host yearly subscription. Now, this is $49. For now. And that's why we decided to feature this on this segment on this holiday gift guide. So some of you I know are not looking for things. You want experiences. And if you, you know, have a loved one that wants experiences, not things, this is going to be a really nice option for a gift. We're actually Harvest Host members ourselves. We have not been able to really use our membership.
Ironically, we pulled into a few on our way out to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, and we saw some really cool ones. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is an awesome spot to camp for the night.
Yeah, like Porter Sculpture Park out.
Yeah, that's a Harvest Host location.
Yep. So it's really cool. We actually took a picture of that and posted it like on our IG account. So this yearly subscription allows people to camp overnight in non-traditional locations like wineries, farms, breweries, and museums. And there's no fee to camp at any of the locations if you are a Harvest Host member. What they do is they ask you to purchase products from the business that would be an equivalent equivalent to what you would have spent at the campground. So say two bottles of wine or something like that. Just because it's like a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, right? And then you maybe take a picture of it and post it on your social.
And you need to, once you join, you dig around and you look and you check out the places. And some of them are beautiful. Like your RV is going to be parked in a gorgeous field next to a winery. And some, and a few I've seen are also just more like parking lot spaces in the parking lot of a brewery. But people that are Harvest Host members really do rave about it, and they're very, very fond of it. I feel like it's maybe a little bit more for the couple traveling without kids.
I definitely disagree with that statement. I think we've boondocked in a Cabela's parking lot with our kids. We've boondocked in a Walmart parking lot with our kids. Why wouldn't we boondock in a winery?
And this is, it's one night at a time.
Right.
So that's a great point too. I mean, if you're traveling cross country or you're doing a big trip out to Yellowstone, this might be a way to save some money and stay in some pretty spots as opposed to the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, I'd rather do that anyway. So $49 for us, it was a no-brainer to buy the membership in case there were places that we wanted to stay on our travels. And they've also offered our listeners 10% off using code RVFTA. So that would be $49 minus 10% if you use that code. So you're coming down at about $45 then. Now, here's the thing. The price is going up significantly. All right, it's going up to $79 per year in 2019. Now, that to me is not just like a, oh, sure, let's get it and try. It's $79, you know, you're like, okay.
I put a little more thought into whether you're going to use it.
But here's the other thing. If you buy it now at that price, you're locked in for the that rate for the future. So you're locked in at $49. If you buy your membership now, you don't have to renew at a higher price next year. Yeah, I think it is. So if you've been having this on the back burner for a while, if you've been like, oh, that sounds cool, maybe we'll do it, I almost think it's worth it. Go in, get the membership for $49, use code RVFTA, get that discount, and then you'll have that discounted
price.
And by the
way, no matter what you're shopping for this Christmas, just try coupon code RVFTA.
Put it in at the end.
It's in so many, and I'm not promising it's going to work. And no. Don't email me and be like, it didn't work. I'm just saying, just try
people
it.
People put numbers on the end
The RVFTA
of it, you know,
coupon code is working in a lot of places lately. So use that magic if you can. The next gift. And this is the definition of a small business because this book was published by the RVFTA Podcast Network and written by Kate Dunbar. We think while you're doing your shopping for all those other people on Amazon, buy yourself a copy of the Campground Gourmet.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify in this segment that some people are like, oh, it's Kindle only and I don't have a Kindle. You don't need a Kindle. All you need is the Kindle app. So you can be on any device, an iPhone, an iPad, an Android phone, any device at all, you can download the Kindle app to, and the book's going to look great and it's going to show up really nicely. In fact, I think the book looks the best on an iPad. So,
because of the color of photographs
and everything really pop on an iPad. I've looked at the book on my iPhone if I'm cooking dinner. Like I made the Colombian coffee grilled New York strip steaks this week, and I just used my phone and pulled it right up to do it from there. So you don't let that stop you. It's an easy.
People do seem to misunderstand that. Like they think you have to have a Kindle to buy an ebook from Amazon.
Nope. The Kindle app goes on anything.
Yeah, I have that app on a variety of devices for sure.
Yep. So go ahead and check that out.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some great gifts that come from all kinds of larger businesses.
Bigger companies. Which make good things too. And you know what's great about bigger companies? They also employ people. So we like them too.
And some of these products are made in America.
Absolutely. All right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for part two of RVFTA's 2018 Holiday Gift Guide. And we got some really awesome, awesome stuff coming up here. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. Now, Jeremy, is it impossible to gift the gift of Thetford?
Personally, if I got a Titan sewer hose under the tree, It's festive to me.
Right.
It's festive.
Right. So some people
aqua
are like,
in my stocking.
Yes.
I would love it.
Right. So some people may say you can't possibly find something from Thetford that would go
under
the tree.
How about a smart tote too? A 27 gallon smart tote too. It's huge. And isn't it nice for some of us? Some of us want to wake up Christmas morning and see those huge presents. And if you bought somebody the Thetford Smart Tote 2 27 gallon, that's a big present under the tray. And for the RV dad out there, they would be excited.
How about two-ply? Some two-ply toilet paper.
Some Thetford two-ply. That's
little
quality
stocking
stuff
stuffer.
Too.
All right. So if you do have somebody that can appreciate the finer things in life, like good tank cleaning products and two-ply toilet paper, definitely consider stocking up some stocking stuffers from Thetford. You've got all that stuff. And then we know that some people from RVFTA, you know, community definitely got some of that. That's good stuff under the tree last year also.
People do.
All right. Visit Thetford.com for more information or follow the links in the show notes.
All right. Let's talk our first gift for segment two. The Lodge Cast Iron Cook It All. It is a brand new product by Lodge. And we interviewed someone from Lodge. And she said, you know, outdoor cast iron cooking gear hasn't changed much in the last 100 years. This is actually a game-changing product for people who love to cook outside over an open fire. So, Stephanie, the Cast Iron Cook It All. You can use it as a wok or a skillet, a grill, a griddle, a Dutch oven, or a pizza oven. And we took this to the campground about a month ago now, Turkey Swamp Park, one of our local places, and we made a killer meal over the campfire using the Cook It All. What did we make when we used the Cook It All?
We did sausage and peppers for actually a nice little community spread that we were doing that night with friends. So that was a really great dish to bring and to share with everybody. And also, lucky us, we've got Kate Dunbar, who's doing a Facebook Live with this product as this podcast comes out. And she's talking about all of the different types of recipes that she would recommend using this for and some tips for using it from our own in-house RVFTA chef, outdoor chef.
And it does those five different things, and it's only two pieces of cast iron. It's the top that's the reversible grill griddle, and then it's the bottom, which is the Dutch oven. And it looks a little bit different than a traditional Dutch oven, wouldn't you say? Like, it's a little bit shallower.
Yeah, because it's also
wider.
Like a wok, so it is different, but also that helps actually the cooking experience in some ways with certain things. So that's, you know, it's definitely good for all of those things.
Relatively compact, too. You could easily throw it in the back of the truck or in the storage bin in the RV. Out of all the gear we're talking about, this is the thing I'm most excited to use next year. And like, I think like whether you're a tent camper or you're in like a massive fifth wheel, this is an awesome tool for cooking over the campfire.
Absolutely. And you got some accessories because you're Mr. Accessory. So
I would definitely.
Which ones would you do if you were gifting this?
If you were
this
gifting
product?
This. So it's the cast iron cook it all is $130. Now, if you wanted to give somebody sort of an all-in-one cooking setup, like a really all-in-one outdoor cooking setup, I'd get a couple accessories. Get Lodge's 14-inch camp oven tote bag, which stores this nicely. Get them Lodge's 10-inch scrub brush so you can clean it, so they can clean it up when they're done, and then pack it all together. And the scrub brush fits right inside in the Dutch oven part, and then you're going to close that thing up, and somebody could really easily carry sort of an all-in-one camp kitchen with them. I think a lot of our listeners are really going to be excited about this.
All right. Now, in the food theme, which we do have going here, but what goes better with camping? I mean, it really is all about food at the end of the day. We all love just experiencing that slowing down of time and enjoying food, which sometimes in our real busy lives, we don't even get time to sit down and eat dinner maybe together with the people that we love. And somehow the campground kind of brings that all back for us.
And I just think that everyone who's into RVing also really loves food, outdoor cooking. And I think that people that are into RVing also love cooking at home. So this next recommendation is more for the backyard or the back deck. It's the Acorn Kamado Smoker and Grill by Chargriller. And this is what Dean recommended to us a year ago on our Smoking and Grilling 101 episode. I finally got one for my birthday this year from Stephanie and the boys. And if you want to learn to slow cook, if you want to cook over charcoal, it's $299. I mean, the Big Green Eggs, I was at the hardware store the other day, and one of the Big Green Eggs was $4,000.
I can't well, granted, even wrap my head. I know you can explain it to me, but I can't even wrap my head around it.
I'm not going to justify that price. I mean, and that was a really huge Big Green Egg. But the comparable Big Green Egg is definitely over $1,000. This is $299. And I, Stephanie, how many times a week have I been cooking in the backyard?
Definitely a couple, two or three times a week. You've been using this, and everything. We're doing really well with it.
We smoked our Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, that wasn't great, but
we overcooked it. That was our fault. We didn't have a thermometer.
Well, we had a thermometer, but not one of those electric ones now, that's monitoring.
I also, for the spring, I'm going to test the Acorn Junior, which is a 14-inch Kamado cooker that is meant for tailgating and the campground. I got that very recently. It's been cold here. We just winterized. We haven't gone camping in the last few weeks. I didn't get to test that for this gear guide, but I'm going to hold off. And in the spring, if I like that one, I will give you a complete review of that as well. But if you've got that cook that loves to cook out in the backyard, and that's one of the ways they get through the off season for camping, they'll have a lot of fun cooking on the Acorn Kamado smoker and grill.
All right, another thing that you've been having a fun time cooking on here on Saturday mornings, and I know it will be going along to the campground with us next year, is the Krupp's Belgian Waffle Maker for $38.99.
It's a bargain. And my buddy Phil, we love camping with Phil and Les and their lovely kids. Phil busted out a waffle maker last time we were camping.
You got so stood up. And if Phil raises the bar on you, you've got to jump over it.
Phil is constantly raising the bar on me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Phil does not camp with a ton of gear, but everything he has is like perfect and it works perfectly. And he's got, so when I saw him bust out the waffle maker and I saw the kids like running and squealing with glee around the campground, like so excited about waffles, like honestly, in a way they don't get excited about even pancakes.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, like pancakes at the campground, that's amazing.
Our kids will get excited about any food.
Well,
they get
more excited about waffles.
Phil feeds our kids a lot at the campground.
He does. He does. Phil feeds all, he feeds all the kids at
all
the campground.
All kids at the campground are gathered around Phil.
You give Phil.
He has them roasted hot dogs over the fire.
You give Phil one loaf of bread, turns it into 12.
Yeah, that's Phil for
so
you.
So I got the Krupp's Belgian Waffle Maker specifically with the idea of just keeping it in the toy hauler and having it for camping trips. But of course, it's been in the kitchen here at home because we're getting into the winter months. This thing works great. It makes four square waffles at a time. It doesn't make those round ones, but it makes four at a time, which is perfect for like me, Max, Theo, and Wes. Mommy typically doesn't have one. And they work. It works very quickly. It produces the waffles very quickly. They come out delicious. It's easy to clean. It's easy to pull apart the grates that the waffles are made in and wash them up. The only thing I would say to be careful of, and Stephanie, you told me that all waffle makers are like this, the sides of it get hot. Like you cannot just like reach out and grab this thing. And the kids, like you need to be.
Because they're usually unhinged tops.
And the sides, not enclosed.
That's the nature of them.
The cast iron grates in the middle get smoking hot. And to ventilate it, they're exposed on the sides. So you can't walk away from this thing while you're making waffles if there's kids around. But Stephanie, you told me like all waffle makers are like that.
Yeah, but pans are too. Electric skillets are too.
Exactly.
To me,
it's not even the stove.
Like,
you gotta watch.
Oh, something that you're cooking with is hot? Like, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, you know?
So after you make some waffles in the morning, you might want to pick up this next book and grab your little one and read it to them. I've been reading this to Wesley and having some just really nice dad time with Wes. This is a beautiful, beautiful illustrated book called National Parks, A Kid's Guide to America's Parks, Monuments, and Landmarks. And I've just been dipping into this and opening it up and reading little sections to Wesley about the national parks. And I'll say to him, like, do you want me to read about one we've been to, or do you want me to read about one that we want to go to? And he's learning a lot about the national parks as I'm reading it to him.
Yeah, and this is nice because you could keep it in the RV if you wanted to for kind of some bedtime reading before, or you could use it as like that, we always like that winterization blues kind of a thing where you're imagining places you're going to go. You can use this for pre-teaching. We're really big on preparing kids for places that you're going to go. We always think that it makes our kids' experiences much better when we do a little of that pre-teaching ahead of time.
When they're young too, I think it's really cool to be like, do you remember when we went to Acadia and we hiked in these mountains? And then the illustrations are like a visual trigger for those excellent memories.
Oh, yeah. Kids remember trips much more when you talk about them afterwards in your content. It cements those memories. So this can be used in all of those different ways.
Now, Stephanie, you surprised me with this one, but it's perfect.
Why?
Well, because I didn't even know it existed. So what is the 2018 Hess truck?
Yeah, I had to include this because if you guys don't know, here's the thing is our boys actually get the Hess truck every single year from a very long time close family friend since they were born. So since the twins were 1 year old, they've been getting the Hess trucks every year. And this year I saw that it is a motorhome toy hauler with ATV and motorbike. And I was just so tickled by that. It's a motorhome this year. And on top of that, it's a toy hauler motorhome. So apparently it has 73.
Does it say RVFTA on the sign?
No, we didn't get our licensing agreement together in time. But apparently it has 73 lights, which is more than any Hess truck in the past. So yes, the cranky neighbors at the campground may complain when you pull
this
in.
This is a collectible, though.
Oh,
like,
it is.
Our kids always debate whether they should open them up.
They always open it. I've been trying to convince them for years
Maybe we should put it back in the box. It'll be worth money.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, kids. Because they get three. They each get one. And every year, I'm like, open one to play with. Put the other two away as a collectible. But it's never, ever worked. So we have no collectibles around here, even though we could. I've just got big bins of old Hess trucks. So
got one more thing left, but I want to remind everybody. All of this stuff is on RVFTA.com. So if you go to RVFTA.com, the show notes for this podcast, we have links to all of these things. So if you're driving right now and you forget what the name of something was, just go to RVFTA.com later and it's all the information.
It is. And if you're listening to this a week or two later, it should be pretty easy to find scrolling down on the main page. But if you, just a little tip, if you're ever looking for something, we're pretty easy to find in Google. So if you go into Google and you put in RVFTA gift guide, this is probably going to pop up first in the list. It's pretty easy that way. I find our links all the time that way whenever I'm looking for something and I don't want to go to the website first.
I do that all the time too. Like if it's some old podcast from 80 episodes ago, I'll just put in like RVFTA pros and cons of a hybrid.
And it just comes up. Yeah. So that's an easy, way to use that fancy old Google thing.
Stephanie, what is an Animal Tracks pop chart poster for $40?
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the pop chart posters. You've got one right behind you in the studio.
I love that thing.
Yeah,
I did not even connect that was what you were revealing here.
Oh, that's not that one. Because these pop chart posters, I have one that's all the birds of North America.
It's really charming.
They're laid out in really nice arrays. And here's my little secret. I've always loved things that are visually appealing that you can just kind of get lost in. So I remember when I was
a
child.
Why she fell in love with me.
Oh boy, we'll talk about that one later. I remember when I was a child, like loving rugs with patterns in it or just loving like random stuff that was on walls that you kind of stare at. And I kind of always try to do things like that for my kids, like have stuff around that they can just sort of stare at and kind of get used to, like those things from your grandparents' house or whatever. And so these pop charts, they're on a million, it's not all outdoorsy. They have a million different types of these pop charts. I love the look of them. I think they're great for designing rooms, but they have one that I thought you guys might like, and it's the Animal Tracks pop chart
poster.
So they're
educational too.
Oh, absolutely.
Feeling educational.
Oh yeah, the Animal Tracks one, the different animal tracks are actually the size of the animal tracks. And then along the bottom, they have a really cute key that like where the color matches up and it has the actual animal that the track is. So if you're doing, I know we have listeners who maybe do like a national parks theme or an outdoorsy theme or a scouting theme for their kids' bedrooms. And I thought this Animal Tracks poster
would
be
gorgeous.
Ideal.
Occasionally people like post pictures of their kids, like national park themed bedrooms.
Yeah.
Thinking of like Boxy Colonial.
Oh, she's got a great one.
But not only her.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do it.
This would look great in the right kid's bedroom.
Right.
I mean, you got to know your kid here.
The Animal Tracks is like primary colored and everything. Just really fun and poppy. And another thing is that the quality of the poster.
Oh, it looks like the Sibley's drawings of birds. I mean, this is like really high quality.
The quality of the poster is really, really good. And I just got
paper.
Yeah, the actual stock is really high. And they're made in the USA. And I just got a frame off of Amazon, like a plain black frame to frame it out myself. And I think I got that frame for like $10 or $12, not even expensive. And it just looks great. So I'm a big fan of this company. Check them out and see if there's anything that you might like.
What's your pick of the show?
Oh.
We don't always do this, but I feel like putting you on the spot. And if
you want
to put
did
me
put
spot.
Me on the spot, and now I feel like I'm going back because I don't want to pick the wrong thing because I'm not necessarily thinking.
Do you
go first. Trekking the national parks is my
that's
pick.
That's a good one.
We always get a board game for our kids every single year at Christmas.
And we're saying like 8 years old to teenagers?
Their actual years is eight and up.
But I think a 16-year-old would like this game too.
Of course, because eight and up. It's an adult game as much as it is a kid game. There's not adults that wouldn't enjoy. This was actually developed by a couple who, after they retired and went to all the national parks, decided that they wanted to develop a game. So it was developed by an older couple, and then they have a son who was actually a game developer. So they went to him to kind of him to help. It's a fun story.
Unlike a lot of the games that you just find at the big box stores, all the famous games you grew up with, the packaging's nice. It is well made. I think that a lot of people in the RVFTA audience would love to get this under the tree for Christmas.
Absolutely.
For sure.
All right. I picked one. What's yours?
It's a tough call between the Acorn or the Cook-It-All. I'll go with the Cook-It-All because it's more truly a campground product.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had so much fun cooking over the open fire with you, Stephanie. I mean, all our listeners, you know, most of you guys have RVs and you don't have to cook over an open campfire, but there's something so zen and relaxing about cooking over an open fire, getting the charcoals going, getting the fire going. And then after you're done cooking and while you're eating, you can easily then transition that fire into the campfire for the evening. And the Lodge Cook-It-All was just like this perfectly designed, perfectly functional tool. It's like a Swiss Army knife, but a camp stove. And I'm just super impressed with this product. And man, I seasoned that thing and put that away nice on a shelf for our next camping trip. That thing is coming with us every single time we go camping.
All right. We've got the cargo room in our toy hauler for sure.
We do have the cargo space in our toy hauler. So, I mean, even if you've never cooked over the open fire, like I think this product is easy enough to use and fun enough to use that it'll turn you into an over the campfire chef.
All right. Well, that wraps up our holiday gift guide for 2018. We're going to be back in a minute to wrap up the show with our RVFTA news roundup.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody, and thank you for listening to another RVFTA holiday gift guide. We really love the holiday season, and we love putting these gift guides together. If you do buy something off of this, drop us an email. Let us know. It'd just be fun to know if you picked something up and if you liked it. If you did happen to buy something that you really didn't like, then just don't drop us an email.
Okay. Not everybody likes the same things we do. It's all right.
No, it's fine either way. Okay. So we're going to have our news roundup, which is pretty brief. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our super good friends at Camp Casual. And we love those people.
Absolutely. So Camp Casual has everything that you need if you are looking to give people fun, retro, vintage styled camping products like their 12-piece dinner set or their salad dish with servers or their mugs, which are ever popular.
How about the nesting bowls?
The nesting bowls, your favorite.
I'm a Camp Casual nesting bowl freak.
In the house and in the camper, definitely for the nesting
bowls.
It's
all I need. Like for my level of cooking, it's all I need for getting breakfast ready in the morning.
And then my personal favorite are the super soft. They've been described as a basket of kittens. The blankets, which are amazing and soft and furry. And we've had ours for years and they get washed constantly and they've held up fantastic.
Love that Sequoia.
The Sequoia.
It's fluffy on both sides.
We happen to have six of these in our house. And the other night, Jeremy and I realized we couldn't get our hands on any of them.
We went into the kids' rooms.
Two in each bed.
And we stole Camp Casual
blankets
off their
beds. Yeah,
we're like,
you don't get two.
We didn't take the blankets off of their bodies that they were using. These were just lumped up at the end of the bed.
They all
had
to squirrel them away.
So we took them and we went out and watched our show that night.
Yeah, we needed a little little Camp Casual
blanket.
Is coupon
code RVFTA still working?
It's RVFTA25, and that is going to give you 25% off at campcasual.com. It's a good
25%
deal.
25% off?
Go buy a blanket.
Go buy a blanket.
Just a blanket and a mug is the perfect gift for someone you
and
love.
And then you get the nesting bowls and you make some popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And you
popcorn.
You just sit by the campfire.
I don't know
at night.
If I can finish the
We're
going to
keep
episode.
Our news roundup super brief. We discovered a gem, or what could be a gem, mm-hmm. of a campground right here in New Jersey that we reviewed on the Campground of the Week podcast. So it is the Philadelphia South Clarksboro KOA. We're personally super excited about this because we love Philadelphia. We're from central New Jersey, and this is an hour and a half from our house.
Not even.
Mm-hmm. And then it puts us 20 minutes from downtown Philadelphia, and it's a cute, charming campground that they're doing a lot of work on. And my read on this is that KOA is really invested in making this an awesome campground.
They have the room to do it, and obviously they have the resources, right? KOA knows how to come in and build an awesome campground when they have the space to do it. And the land, there's a lot of land here that hasn't been developed yet. So we got to enjoy some of the things that they've already refurbished in the campground. New cabins are already there. Some communal spaces with campfire area, bounce pillow.
Catch
there was a
release,
new
fishing.
Playground already up. So they really have done a lot already. Our kids had such a great time at this campground. They loved
did.
It.
They did.
And it again solidifies the fact that we stay at campgrounds for a reason, because we had a long day in the city. Our kids actually like exploring cities. We had a very long day in Philadelphia. And it is the perfect thing for our family to leave an urban area and go to a campground.
As opposed to coming back to a hotel.
Yep. So they ran around, they bounced, they had a great time.
Even if you're from California, you know, like at some point, if you want to hit Philadelphia in your RV, this campground makes that possible.
They have cabins. I want to say this. I know I'm going on and on, but they have cabins that have fully stocked kitchens, toiletries, and linens. And that to me is the difference between making a cabin rental a viable alternative to a hotel and not so. Because you don't have to travel with your own blankets.
We only had one major reservation about this campground, but you'll have to listen to the Campground of the Week podcast to find out what it is.
Oh, teaser alert.
And go over there and subscribe to Campground of the Week. We review a different campground every single week.
All right. Now, make sure you come and visit us at the Delaware Cabela's if you're going to be in the area on December 15th. And also stay tuned, because next week we are going to share our RV show dates for the upcoming
right.
show season. And we've got dates all over the country this winter.
That's true. We're going all over the place. And sometimes it might just be you. Sometimes it might just be me. Sometimes it's both of us.
Right.
But we're doing a bunch of RV shows for Good Sam this winter.
And we will share those dates definitely next week.
We'll see you at the RV show.
See you there.